Summer break had finally arrived, bringing a quiet stillness to our house. My dad, David, had just returned from a short trip to visit his brother, only to leave again almost immediately to meet an old friend. Mom was away on an extended business trip, leaving me, an 18-year-old college student, alone. The moment Dad's car turned the corner, I locked the door, changed into my coziest pajamas, and settled into the couch with my laptop. The day stretched out before me, an invitation to indulge in my favorite activities without interruption. With my headphones on and a cold soda by my side, I browsed the internet, diving into my usual mix of entertainment. Time slipped away, and I became so engrossed that I didn't hear the front door open. "Emily, what on earth are you doing?" I froze. Dad stood in the doorway, his face a mixture of shock and disbelief. I yanked off my headphones, my heart pounding.
"Dad,
I didn't hear you come in," I stammered. He sighed, rubbing his temples. "Emily, I don't know what to say. Just be more careful, okay?" He walked away, leaving me sitting there, drowning in shame. Dinner that night was unbearable. The silence between us was heavy, every clink of the silverware amplifying the awkwardness. After dinner, I escaped to my room, hoping the tension would fade. But not long after, there was a knock on my door. "Can I come in?" Dad asked, his voice softer now. "Sure," I replied hesitantly. He stepped inside and sat on the edge of my bed, his expression unreadable. "Emily, I want to apologize for earlier. I overreacted. You're young, and I understand curiosity. But we need to set some boundaries, especially when we're sharing the house." "I'm really sorry," I said, my voice barely above a whisper. "I didn't think you'd be home so soon." He nodded. "I get that. Just, let's agree to respect each other's space, okay?" The conversation was brief, but surprisingly heartfelt. As awkward as it was, it felt like we had taken a step toward understanding each other. The next morning, I woke up determined to move past the previous day's embarrassment. Dad seemed to have the same idea. At lunch, he cracked a joke about how I'd nearly given him a heart attack, and we both laughed. It was a small moment, but it felt like progress. That evening, we watched an episode of Game of Thrones together, reclaiming a sense of normalcy. For the first time in days, the tension between us eased. Later that night, as the house settled into silence, I reflected on everything that had happened. It wasn't just about privacy or boundaries. It was about understanding and navigating the complexities of a changing relationship. Dad wasn't perfect, and neither was I. But in that imperfection, we found a way to connect, even if it took a few awkward conversations to get there.